This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, love for the spouse. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z with me, Sister Zainab, on RB English Radio. And so obviously, with the title being Love for the Spouse, this is something that is a sort of given. But obviously, what I'm talking about, and I'll use a little example, is how we can, in a sense, demonstrate this love for the spouse. So I'm referring to just particular behaviours of one of the very famous martyrs from the Holy Defence, Shahid Mustafa Chamran. So, for example, so some of the conditions given to Mustafa Chamran when he was proposing to his second wife, the wife's mother said that, you know, maybe it would be too difficult for him to marry her daughter anyway, because obviously there were particular conditions that he had to meet. So, and the mother explained what these conditions were, but Martyr Mustafa Chamran pledged to meet all these conditions for the rest of his life. So what this was, and this is obviously just going towards this idea of showing the love for the spouse by doing the things that make the life of the spouse easier. So in this particular case, he promised for the rest of his life that he would always make his wife's bed in the morning, because this is what she'd been used to. We remember that, obviously, in a sense, if the woman has been used to particular things, particular lifestyle, particular things, then obviously if the spouse is able to obviously continue this and sort of do this, then that is obviously this is highly encouraged. So he promised he would always make his wife's bed in the morning. He promised he would bring her a glass of milk and make coffee and put that on the tray next to the bed, because this is what his sort of future wife had been experiencing in her family with her. This is what her mother would do for her. And he was making this coffee for his wife, even though he didn't drink coffee himself. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IB English Radio. And obviously, I've been talking about how we can show love for the spouse and what it actually means in these little things, such as the famous martyr, Mustafa Chamran, making his wife's bed, bringing her a glass of milk, making her coffee, leaving it by the side of the bed for her. And these things add up to a lot, because afterwards, his wife, after his death, then said that it seemed that he had the patience to accommodate the whole world, referring to her husband, Mustafa Chamran, and bear all the hardships of their life. So when we hear that, in a sense, it's doing these things, these small acts of love for the spouse, that can then sort of sweeten the life, that almost make the hardships more bearable. And we know that this is something that in the marital life, this is one of the things that is supposed to be happening, inshallah, that, you know, the daily boredom of life, or any hardships are easier to bear because of the companionship and because of these little things that the spouses do for each other. So obviously this is where we then sort of ask ourselves, well, you know, are we ourselves being that considerate? Are there little things we can do? For example, it's always recommended, for example, if the wife is at home when the husband returns from work, it makes the husband feel really good if the wife is actually there at the door to greet him and, you know, just obviously say, how are you? How was your day? And welcome him in the house. So it's a tiny thing, but it really produces this immense feel-good factor, I suppose, in it would apply the same way in the morning. The wife walks the husband to the door to say goodbye. And again, I just add the, especially the morning words, so whether you're seeing off the husband, in some cases maybe even the wife has to attend to something in the morning, so husband might be saying goodbye. And then also if we're saying goodbye to the children in the morning, must be very sure that those words in the morning are kind and good ones, because that sort of gives them, in a sense, also that feeling for the day and might accompany them through the day. So inshallah, this is just a reminder, and I pray that you tune into another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio. Me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.